These and other stories were incorporated into the mythologized story of Jobs that Perot told wherever he went. At a briefing at the National Press Club in Washington, he spun Jobs's life story into a Texas-size yarn about a young man so poor he couldn't afford to go to college, working in his garage at night, playing with computer chips, which was his hobby, and his dad, who looks like a character out of a Norman Rockwell painting, comes in one day and said, "Steve, either make something you can sell or go get a job." 60 days later, in a wooden box that his dad made for him, the first Apple computer was created, and this high school graduate literally changed the world. The one phrase that was true was the one about Paul Jobs's looking like someone in a Rockwell painting. And perhaps the last phrase, the one about Jobs changing the world. Certainly Perot believed that. Like Scully, he saw himself in Jobs. "Steve's like me," Perot told the Washington Post's David Remnick. "We're weird in the same way. We're soulmates."